First, I will offer my humble obeisances to all our acharyas by their mercy. Maybe we can say something about Krishna. Om Agyanati Midandasya Ganam Janam Salate Chakshurunmi Initam Yenatas Maishri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Pishtam Stapitam Yunavutade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantika Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratise Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanshakar Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
So yeah, I'm so hot because I didn't take the time to take my clothes off when I came from the street. So today we are the 7th of December, and I was thinking, yesterday we were speaking about Radhani and her name Gandharvika. You know, Radharani's name is Gandharvika, and we were saying that the meaning of Gandharvika, you know the meaning of Gandharvika? Oh, okay. The meaning of Gandharvika is, we were saying, that person who has a divine voice and who is the origin of all music. She's named Gandharvika. Because there is some demigods living in a planet named Gandharva Loka, and they are called the Gandharvas. And they are the angels of the Christianity, you know. They have some wings. Yeah, they exist, the angel of Christianity, they are Gandharvas. And they are very expert in music. They play like divine music, very beautiful. So she is named Gandharvika because her music even is more beautiful than music of the Gandharva. But I was telling you that we have heard there is another meaning to Gandharvika, because Ganda means also fragrance or perfume. So Gandharvika means that her fragrance is pervading the entire country of Vraj. Wherever you are in Vrindavan, you can smell the fragrance of Radharani. It is beautiful, no? And also you have to know that the entire world of Vrindavan, there is a special light pervading everything, which is called Chidanandam Jyoti. Chidanandam Jyoti Panamapi Tadasvadyam Api Cha. Lord Brahma said in the Brahma Samhita, in the last verse of the Brahma Samhita, Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo. He explains that Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapita Dasvajanamapicha. In the entire world of Goloka, there is Chidanandam Jyoti. Jyoti means light, but like effulgence,
you know, like a light which is pervading everything. And this light, Jyoti, is made of Chid Ananda, of pure knowledge and bliss. This is a light of pure knowledge and bliss, and this light is everywhere in Braj. So where this light is coming from? Where is the Chidananda Jyoti coming from? From Krishna? But ultimately it's coming from Radharani, because this is a golden light. Also from Krishna. But she is the highest embodiment of Ananda, or unlimited bliss. So her fragrance is pervading all Vraj, and also her effulgence is pervading all that. It's not that everywhere you see everything yellow, only sometimes. Normally it's very soft, you know, you cannot notice it, but it's there. Her mood is pervading all the Vraj, because the love in her heart is so profound. Understand? Profound. Profound. It is so profound that it creates a wave that engulfs everything in Vraj. You understand? Engulf that. How to say? Inundate, we can say. That inundate everything in Braj. This is a subtle wave. And this is Chidananda. This is a wave of unlimited happiness, unlimited love. And they are all swimming in that wave. According to the beat of her heart, the beat of her heart is making the waves. You know? This is not waves you can see, but this is some, you know. And they are all living in that reality of Radha, Radha's love, Radha. You know, this is the topmost mantra, you know, Radha. Very simple mantra, but this mantra is very powerful. Even Krishna himself chanting this mantra, Radha, Radha, because she is non different from her name. So Krishna is chanting the name Radha, Radha, Radha. And Radharani, she is chanting the name Krishna, you know? Or one name she likes very much, you know? That name is Shyam. She likes very much that name. Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. Like a mantra, Japati Raho. Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. You know this melody? This is Venu Gopal Goswami from Radha Raman Mandir in Vrindavan. There is one temple, it's called Radha Raman. You know this temple? And there are many Goswamis who are taking care of the temple, 300 families of Goswami taking care. They are so much pujari that their turn for puja only coming every 3 years. Every 3 years they will have 1 month for puja for their family, and after this month they have to wait again for 3 years. Next family will be cousin, then cousin, then aunt, and this, and if you again 3 years after will come back to them. So during 3 years they are preparing what they will do during this month. This is why there is always festival in Radharaman temple. Every day new outfit, new dress, every day of the year. Never use dress 2 times in Radharaman temple, because they have 3 years to prepare 30 dress for Radha Raman, you know. and then meditating on that. I learned this from one of the of them, whose name Padmanabh Goswami. You know Padmanabh Goswami? He's the son of Vishwambar Goswami, who was a very dear friend of Prabhupada. If you see the installation of Krishna Balaram Mandi in Vrindavan, that is the video by the mercy of Yadubhar Prabhu. You know Yadubhar Prabhu? Yeah. Yadubhar Prabhu is a very special soul. Very special. Very humble Vaishnava. And when you see him, you understand what is humility. Very humble. You know, humility, when it's very deep, it's very powerful, the vibration coming out of the person. And he made this movie following Srila Prabhupada, you know, collecting all the... I recommend you, from my heart, please look at this movie more and more and more. By looking at this movie, you will have transcendental realization of Prabhupada. Following Srila Prabhupada. Okay. It's there on YouTube. This is 11 DVD, so you have long time to look. Every one maybe 1 hour and a half. So this is something like 25 hours of movie. This is everything from the very beginning, 1965, Prabhupada arriving in Dr. Mishra's house, to the last departure of Prabhupada. He put this in order. All the videos, he collected all the videos of Prabhupada and he put them in chronology. And some devotees, they are explaining what was happening. So it's very beautiful. And if you see 1975, Krishna Balaram Mandir opening, there is installation of Radha Shamasunda, Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, you can see. The deities, they were like this, with their clothes on their high, not yet installed, and the Abhishek, and what is there on the video. And Prabhupada was seated on a chair, and next to him was another Vaishnava seated, that is Vishwambar Goswami, best friend of Prabhupada in Vrindavan. He's the one of the Goswami of Radharaman Mandir, and his son, Padmanabh Goswami. And he was very dear to Prabhupada, Vishwambar Goswami. You can see in the video he has his japa and he's chanting. You can see he is a very ecstatic person, that you see this in his face. He is really in bliss, you know. Next to Prabhupada he is very happy. And you know who prepare all these deities? Who designed the deities, the altars in Krishna Balaram Mandir? You know who it is? This is Yamuna Devi. She, Prabhupada, made her in charge of managing all the deity department. So Surabhi, he made the architecture, Surabhi Prabhu, of the temple. And Yamuna, she was in charge of the deities, so she went to Jaipur to choose the deities, Radha Shyam, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai. Nobody knows that, no? But she's the one who organized all this. Yamuna was a very great devotee, very pure-hearted Vaishnavi, you know? Very, very pure-hearted Vaishnavi. And she is still very present in our movement and very powerful. If you want to connect with her, I can tell you, she is an ocean of mercy. You know Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote that epitaph. You know what is epitaph? Mm-hmm. On the tomb. Epitaph is the... Yeah. How is it in Portuguese, epitaph? Como as palavras que são escritas na tumba de uma pessoa. Epitaph. I don't know in English. French is epitaph, so I'm trying When I don't know some word, I put French word. It works. Often it works. No? You understood?
Yeah, often it works.
I just take shelter of Super Soul. And you know I don't know this name. I put the French one. Please make them understand.
Pronounce like Portuguese.
Please do something that it will fit. Language, you know, discrepancy. What can I do? I cannot speak fluently every language, at least little. So on Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this epitaph on the tomb or samadhi of Haridasa Thakur. He wrote, "He resounds hills, he who sings that Vaishnavas die. Aquele que pensa que os Vaishnavas morrem, ele não pensa bem. When they are still living in sound. Quando eles estão sempre vivendo através do som. The Vaishnavas die to live. And when they are living, while living, they try to spread the holy name around. Os Vaishnavas morrem para viver. E quando vivem, tentam de espalhar os santos nomes." Podemos entender assim. So, this sentence is not only true for Haridasa Thakur, but it is true for everybody. The Vaishnavas, they are still living in sound. So we can connect to them also. This also applies to our recently departed Vaishnava, like Yamuna Devi, or Aindra, you know Aindra? Aindra was also a very special soul. And if you pray to them sincerely, you want to get their blessing, they can also appear in your heart. And you will feel their presence, and they can give you their blessing and many things, depending on our level of purity, how much we can connect with the higher reality. But it is there. It's for us to take. So she is a very powerful Vaishnavi, Yamuna Devi. She was full of love. Her heart was just an ocean of love. And she had two small deities. Have you ever seen her deities? Radha Vana Vihari. Vana Vihari. Vana Vihari is Krishna who is living in the forest. Radha Vana Vihari. Very small deities, and she would take care of them very nicely. Prabhupada gave her this instruction. Now you take care of your deities. By doing so, you will always be in Vrindavan. So she disappeared, you know, after all the tremendous service that she gave in the beginning of the movement, after she became very much invisible, because she went back to the United States and she started a small ashram for women, like monastery for the woman who wanted to remain celibate, who is Dinatarini Devi Rasi. And both of them, Prabhupada gave them instruction, okay, you do this ashram. It was in Oregon on the west coast. And after she went to also Sharanagati in Canada, near Vancouver. So she was living in isolated places. She was not so much known worldwide. But still she was living in that very high level of devotion. And actually Yadubar Prabhu was her neighbor. He was living on the next house. So she was a very special Vaishnavi. We have to pray, you know, to the Vaishnavas. This is our hope in this world. We have to learn in our life how to pray to the Vaishnavas. You know, every morning we are chanting this song. I don't know if you do it, but you can do it, even though you are at home, you can do it. Wherever I am doing it. At least I try. Sometime I forgot. Shiguru Sharma Parma Kevala Bhakti Sarma. You know, in order to do Govindam, Guru Puja, Mangal Arati, you don't need to be in the temple. It's not obliged. You can be also at home on your sofa. Because Mangal Arati is not about doing this. Right to left step. No? Mangal Arati is about the song we are chanting. So if you're chanting that song wherever you are, in the train, in the job, even while doing your job, you're in the Mangal Arati. But sometime, if no time is there, I will chant this song in the shower. Then I'm doing my Mangal Arati in the shower for saving time. But I make sure that every morning I chant that song. Then I go into Mangal Arati every morning. Even if I am not in temple, I can go to Mangal Arati in this way. This is very powerful. Meditation means don't mind about the external, where you are. But try to keep inside your heart the connection. Whatever time you wake up, you can still do Mangal Arati. It's not finished. You just have to sit and take. And for doing full Mangal Arati, like Samsarava, Dava, Narasingha, and Vrinda Devi, it takes me 10 minutes. If you do it like this, once you repeat only once, 10 minutes, you have done Mangal Arati. Practical, no? We have to be practical. We're living in the material world. But if you do this, you'll get exactly the same benefit as if you're doing in the temple. Yes. Because it is there in the sound of these songs. This is a divine sound. So this song, Samsaradava Naladita Loka, you know, we're singing this verse, 8 verses. Gurva Astakam, Astakam is 8 verses. But actually, this song was written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But actually, there is verse number 9 also. We don't chant what it is there. You know verse number 9? Nobody knows. Because Prabhupada didn't explain to us the verse number 9. But in the original song of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there is verse number 9. And verse number 9 is the boon. Because normally the Vaishnav at the end, they like to conclude their writing by giving a boon. Whoever read that chapter, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita, whoever read that chapter with deep faith will very soon attain the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? Then we know, yes, I know I had to read that chapter. I'm so happy every time I come to that conclusion, I'm thinking, yes, I will read it again. You know? So much blessing they are giving. So in the 9th verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is giving a blessing, a very special blessing. If you know that blessing, you'll be careful to sing that song every morning. Because he says, whoever chants these 8 verses, this song, every morning, before sunrise, after leaving his body, he will go to Goloka. Just by chanting this song every morning of your life. It's not difficult, no? If you know which benefit is there, it's worth to take, no? We are not sure we will go back to the spiritual world in this life. We're not sure that we will reach Goloka, no? But by the mercy of Vishwanath, we can be sure. Because Lord Chaitanya said, Mahajana ye kahe se satyavani. Se satyamani. No. Mahajana ye kahe se satyamani. Whatever the great soul, the Mahajana, the pure associate of Krishna, they say, you must know that this is true. It cannot be untrue. Because Krishna will fulfill all their desire. If they say this, Krishna will do it. So this is the blessing of Vishwanath. And there is also this song we sing after Shiguru Sharana Padma Kevara Bhakati Sadma. This is like four verses. And after Ebeyashku Shuktribuhana, we finish like this. Eh? But again, this is not the real end of the song. The song goes on after. Because this song is coming from Prima Bhakti Chandrika of Narottam Das Thakur. This is the first song of Prima Bhakti Chandrika. But Prabhupada just gave us the four first verse. But there is many after. There is nine actually. We know only the four first. So you know which one comes after? Ebeyas Gushuk Tribhuvana. Normally we sing after Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. But normally, Narottam Das Thakur after is singing Vaishnava Charana Renu. We will listen to Vaishnava Charana Renu Koriya Bhushana Tanu. He said, the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnava is the decoration of my body. I am diving in this dust, and by doing so, I get some transcendental realization in my heart. Nice verse, no? I don't put jewel on my body, because Narottam Das Thakur was a renunciate. You know, very renunciate. He lives only with some little cotton clothes on him. And he said, I don't wear any jewel. I don't need. My only jewel on my body is the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Bhushan. Bhushan means ornament. Vaishnava. Charana. Charana is the feet. Renu means the dust. Vaishnava, Charana, Renu. The dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Karya. Karya means I do. Kara is the verb to do in Vagini. From there comes karma, the action. Karya Bhushana Tanu. Bhushana means decoration and Tanu is my body. Tanu Pringam. Tanu, no? Tanu means the body. Karya Bhushana Tanu. So I decorate my body with the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. And some other place of the same book, he said that which other ornament we need at the time of death? We need just the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnava on our body. This is humility. So he said, by putting the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnava on my body, and not only little, I am ornamenting my body with that dust. So he taking care, you know, to smear his entire body with that dust. And he said, this is the most beautiful ornament you can find in this world. Better than cocoa of Chanel. Cocoa, you know, cocoa? Cocoa Chanel? You know? I remember when I was a small boy, my auntie, she was using this cocoa Chanel. So I learned about cocoa Chanel from her. And I was smelling so nice cocoa Chanel. I would go and open the perfume and smell cocoa Chanel. Not too long, because it goes out. It's expensive. But I take it. I put to my auntie. And she had also Chanel number 5. You know, all she had. She was collector of this, all this perfume. Opium, she had all. I don't remember all names, but there was this Coco Chanel, I remember. So he said, no, the only ornament we need on our body is this dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. And by doing so, I got transcendental realization in my heart. Because the Vaishnava, they are so dear to Krishna that if you worship them, Krishna will give you realization in your heart. This is the path, actually, of realization. Divya Gyan Ride Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge will be manifested in our heart depending how much we worship the Vaishnava. So we have to learn this heart of always praying to the Vaishnava and worshipping them. We have a wonderful line of Acharya. You know them? Do you know our parampara? You know our parampara? Can you enunciate one after the other? From now up to Krishna? We can know. That is one song. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he wrote that song. Krishna hoiti chatur mukha, hoya Krishna sevon mukha. Brahma hoiti naradhira mahati. Krishna gave the knowledge in the beginning of creation to Brahma, Chaturmukha, who has four heads. This is the knowledge about transcendental service to Krishna, how to serve Krishna. And Brahma then gave it to Narada. Narada hoite vyasa madvako he vyasadasam purna pragya padmanabhagati. Then Narada gave it to Vyasadev, and Vyasadev gave it to Padmanabha. Narada huite vyasa madva kohe vyasadasa. The disciple of Madhva, of Vyasa was Madhvacharya, and Madhvacharya's disciple was Padmanabha. So like this, there is all our Acharya. Padmanabha Nrihari Madhava Bhamshe Akshobya Paramahamshe Shishaboli Angikara Kori Akshobhyera Shisha Jaya Dharma Name Pari Chaya. All these names of the Acharya from the Madhva Sampradaya, you know. Then comes Rajendra. I don't remember exactly, it's a long time I've not chanted this song. Purushottam Gati. Purushottam. Then after I come to Lakshmipati. Subramanya Tirtha. Then arriving Jaya Tirtha. Lakshmipati. Lakshmipati, Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendra Puri Borshi Shaborshi Ishvara Ishvara Puri. Nityananda Sri Advaita Vibhu, because Nityananda and Advaita were also disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Korilen Ishvara Puri Kedonya Korilen Sri Chaitanya Jagat Guru Gora Mahaprabhu. The disciple of Ishvara Puri was Sri Chaitanya. He is also the Supreme Lord, Jagat Guru, the master of the entire world. But he appeared as and played to be the disciple when Krishna appeared as Chaitanya. He accepts spiritual master also. Even though he is Krishna, but to show the example, he accepted Ishvara Puri as disciple. Vishvambara Priyankar. Then he said, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya Rupanuga Janera Jivana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no different from Radha and Krishna, and he is the life and soul of the Rupanuga Vaishnavas. Huh? Mahaprabhu is your life and soul? Yes? If Mahaprabhu is your life and soul, then you are fortunate. Like this, all our Acharya mentioned, Vishwambar Priyankar, Ashri Sarup Damodar. Sarup Damodar Goswami, disciple and secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarup Damodar, Vishwambar Priyankar, Ashri Sarup Damodar. Shri Goswami Rupa Sanatan, as well as Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Rupa Priyama Hajan Jiva Raghunathan. Rupa Goswami's disciple was Jiva Goswami. You know Jiva Goswami? Yes? You heard that name, Jiva Goswami. How much you know Jiva Goswami? You have to know. They are not dead. They are here. They are also non-different from their name. If you sing Jiva, 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 it will come to you also. Because like Krishna, when you sing Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is coming. So when you sing Jiva, Jiva, they will come also. They are on the same level of Krishna. They are living in the same world. They can appear wherever they want, whenever they want. Because like Krishna can expand himself in unlimited form, you know, they also can. They are not Jiva like us. There is two categories of Jiva, you know. Tathastha Jiva, this is us, or marginal living entity or spirit. Jiva means spiritual soul. This is us, we are very tiny, limited. We are Tathastha, marginal energy. We can be in material world or in spiritual world, according to our desire. If we have desire to be the king and to enjoy, then we go to material world. Or if we desire to serve, we can enter into the spiritual world. No? Better to serve in heaven than to reign, than to rule in hell. Entende? Melhor servir no paraíso que reinar no inferno. Isn't it? This is our conclusion. But those who are not devotees of Krishna, they're thinking, better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven. Because they have so much ego they cannot accept to serve, even in heaven. They prefer to rule in hell. No? Because this idea of serving is bitter for them. Serving? Ah, no. I prefer to rule in hell. At least I am ruling. No? This is called material mentality. Or as Prabhupada would say, to lord it over the material nature. This is this mood that I am the Lord. No? I am the Lord. Like in England, they call themselves Lord also, no? Lord such and such, Lord such and such. I'm Lord. You're not Lord. Only one Lord is Krishna. Oh, you are Lord. Yes, Lord says, I am Lord such and such. Don't you know? And in French, we don't have the Lord. We have the Duke. This is called the Duke. You have also Duke? How you have in Russia? You have also in the sky? Huh?
Gertsik.
That is the Tsar? Gertsik. And there is also Tsar. Tsar is the king.
César.
No, Tsar.
No, Tsar.
In English it's also Tsar.
César.
But Russian Tsar is Tsar in English.
Yes, we use the word Tsar in French.
In French also, no other language.
César is one another person in Roman Empire.
No, Tsar, they also say César. Even okay. Though if you watch the movies, you know, they always say César.
Anyway, You're certainly right. I don't know nothing about Russian. So, let's say to him, Lord, we want to rule in the hell. They cannot rule in heaven. That is not possible. So they choose at least I will rule in hell. No? What they are ruling? All these big kings, what they are ruling? They are ruling pile of ashes. Because this world will be destroyed. Everything is destroyed every second. No? But they are ruling a world in destruction, a world of death. What kind of rule? What kind of kingdom? No? And they are themselves being also destroyed every time. So what kind of king? This is not king, this is not kingdom. This is ruling the crematorium. You know, who wants to be the king of the crematorium? Well, this is this world. How many people die in Portugal every day? How many houses and cars are becoming destroyed every day? So they are ruling what? They are ruling just ruins. And in 1,000 years, Portugal will will be dust, maybe. So all that they have, this is ruling the ashes. No value. Those who are intelligent, they understand. Let me serve in heaven. I will serve, but at least I will be in heaven. So actually it's blissful to serve in heaven. No? Some, they understand this. Like, what's his name? Bob Dylan, he understood. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, you know? He sang this song because he understood. I want to enter, you know? Please let me in. I don't want to be in this world. I want to be in heaven. I would be serving. So why am I saying this? So anyway, this serving mentality, we were speaking about Mahaprabhu.
We were talking about, you know, two types of soul. One is a conditioned Vatsa.
Oh, exactly. Thank you. Nice. I have to finish this point of time. We are Tathastha Jiva. We can go in spiritual world or in material world because we are really limited according to our power, to our desire. We can go. If we choose to serve, actually this is more blissful to serve than to rule. Or we can enter into the divine world, and if we want to rule, then that's not possible. In divine world is already ruled, there is already king, and they don't need more kings there. You know who is the king of the divine world? Raj. Not Krishna. Krishna is the prince. Krishna is the prince. In the divine world, in Goloka, who is the king? Nanda. Nanda is the king. Krishna is the prince, son of the king of the coward community of Raj. Nanda Maharaj, he is the king. Krishna is a small boy, how can be king? Only 15 years old. Nanda is the king. He is a beautiful king. This morning I received a new book from Shivaram Maharaj, the Damodar Janani. This is the mother of Krishna. Entire book about Mother Yashoda. At one point, Maharaj describing Mother Yashoda arriving into the hall of the palace of Nandagam, because for some pastime she had been rejected. Some point she had been rejected and she was locked in her room. You ever heard about this pastime? She didn't want to go out for her room for many days and days like this. Nobody could see anymore Mother Yashoda. This is after she bound Krishna, you know? Because when the two Arjuna trees, they fell, you know, they were nearly to fell on Krishna. So when she realized that, she felt so bad that she had bound Krishna. Because all the Vrajavasis, they start to say, who had meant this, to bind Krishna like that? And they were all very angry, and she was very... And Nanda Maharaj was so angry. So she was feeling so shocked. She stayed in her room. And, you know, Nanda Maharaj, he said, who is that cruel person who attached Krishna like that? He didn't know that was his wife. But when she heard that, her heart became broken, you know, in two pieces. She realized that she was cruel. She felt, actually she's not cruel, she is a bird of love, but she felt that she was cruel. So she locked herself in her room. And Krishna also played the game. Krishna said, I don't need my mother anymore because she bound me. And Rohini, you know Rohini, mother of Balaram, she said, but how you will drink milk every day, how you will drink milk? He said, I can take milk from the cow. My father, Nanda Maharaj, has a very nice cow, he will give me. He will take care of me now. So did some pastime like this happen. And mother Yashoda, she was put in like quarantine, isolated place. Like she also felt like that. So during many, many days, they could not see Mother Yashoda. Then at some point, it became too much intense. They could not support anymore the absence of Mother Yashoda. So Nanda Maharaj said to Krishna, please go and take your mother. So Krishna ran. Finally, his heart, you know, also melted. So he ran and he went into the room of Mother Yashoda. She was sitting there. He took her by the hand and he brought her into the hall. There is a big assembly hall there in Nandagram. And then he said that there appear like two clouds of unlimited happiness arriving in the assembly hall. A small one and a big one, because Krishna is small. At that time, Krishna is a small boy still. Eh? I don't know, maybe 7 years old, maybe less. Less, eh? Damodar Leela, 4 years old, something like that. He's just first steps, you know. He's running, but not, because at some time in Damodar Leela, he's also crowning it. Eh? So very young. And it is said there that when Mother Yashoda, she arrived into the room, she was looking down. And so Nanda Maharaj said, we cannot support your absence. Because we are eating every day, but that food has no taste. Because it has not been prepared by your divine hands. It's like there is no taste. Can you please accept to come back? And she, you know, this is, and she started to scratch the ground with her tools. You know, ladies, they do like this. The gopi also, they do like this. She was looking down and starting to scratch the ground with the tool. How do you say in Portuguese? She has difficulty to. And then she started to cry. Tears fell on her feet at the ground. And then Nanda Maharaj said, please come back, we need your presence. And when she heard that, some unlimited joy appeared in her heart, and all of a sudden, the entire room was inundated by the light coming out of her body. The light started to come out of her body, you know, and to pervade everything. And it entered into the heart of everybody who was there. And they were feeling that they could feel her love, you know. They were like transported in very big wave of ecstasy. And they're looking everywhere and they see that this love also entered into the walls, into the ceilings, into the table. And they said, where are we living? We are living in the land of love. Or what happens? And during some times, they were completely transported, you know, by her love, in form of the light coming out of her body. Like Shivaram Maharaj saying that, like the bird in the sky, when some powerful wind come and put and take them up like this, you know, bird is like this, and suddenly, because hot wind is coming, you know, going up, so they will go up like this. Have you seen birds sometimes doing like this? This seagull, any seagull there, they're flying, but they're depending on the wind. They're lazy, so they don't like so much to do that. They're doing that. If wind is going down, they go down, and they try to catch wind who is going up. If they catch powerful wind going up, you see sometimes they're doing like this, and this is like that. They felt like this, like small bird transported by a big wind, up, 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 up in the sky. That they cannot, they normally they don't fly that high, you know. Small bird, they don't go very high. So when they go very high, they think, oh, oh. That's nice. I'm not used to that. What will happen, you know, they have small wing. They have small wing. It's a small wagtail, you know, wagtail. They're doing very fast. This. And their tail is like this. You have many here, I guess. How you say in Russian, wagtail? Blackbird? Small blackbird? You know, wings are like this. And they're doing... They're flying like this. Not like pigeon is flying like this. And a big swan is flying like this. One line only. But these wagtails are flying like this. You see them, it's amazing how they're doing. They never crush each other. You never see two wagtails crushing each other. But sometimes you see they're doing this, both, or three, four, five. So when they arrive very high, they have a small wing. They don't fly high like the... how is it? Eagle. There is another name, eagle. Anyway, or the swan, they're flying very. So like this, they felt like this, they felt transported in the love emanating from the heart of Mother Yashoda. So better to serve in that world with such persons, you know. This is the goal of life. They are the second category of jiva. They are not the tatastha jiva or marginal jiva like us. They can never fall into the material energy. They are nitya siddha, parikar, or eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. They can also appear in many, 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 many places. Wherever Krishna appears, they will also appear. So when Krishna will take his form of Rama, you know, for another pastime, Nanda Maharaj will become Dasharat. And Mother Yashoda, she will become Kausalya, when they are father and mother of Rama. And Balaram becomes Lakshman. No? You know this tattva. Balaram becoming Lakshman. And they also, Nanda Yashoda, they also becoming Vasudev and Devaki in Mathura and Dwarka. And Radhani becoming, in Dwarka, Radhani becoming, you know who? Satyabhama. Radhani taking form, another form, Satyabhama, the queen of Krishna. Then in Ayodhya, when Krishna appeared as Ram, she will appear as Janaki, Sita Devi, very beautiful, you know, so pure, Sita, so pure. She entered into the fire, she was not burned. This is purity. According to Shastra, who is pure cannot be burned by fire. There is the same story with Saint Francis, you know, Saint Francis, the Assisi. He was a preacher. He went to preach in Turkey, and he met the Muslim there. You know that story with Saint Francis? He went to preach in the desert of Turkey, the message of Jesus. And he was imprisoned by the Turkish, and he started to preach to them, and they saw, oh, he's not a normal person, he must be some holy man, you know, from their land. And he said, "But how can we know that what you say is true?" He said, that's simple. If I am lying, then fire can burn me. But if I am pure, fire cannot burn me. So we will do something. You take one of your priests and you tell him to enter the fire there. And I will also enter. And the one of us who will come out, that one you will know is true. Are you okay? Or no priest of their side wanted to enter the fire. No, they didn't want. What he did, he entered the fire, San Francisco, and he came out, not burned. Pure heart, because he was a pure devotee, pure Vaishnava. Prabhupada said he was Paramadvaiti. Paramatmaiti. He has realized Paramatma in his heart. One level of purity, but this is pure devotee. He could speak with the birds and with the pigs and everybody he could speak. So the eternal associate of Krishna in Goloka, they can manifest like this. And even after in Vaikuntha, you know, Vaikuntha, Krishna is becoming Narayan, Nanda Maharaj becoming Sri Nanda. This is associate of Lord Narayan. Radhani becoming Lakshmi Devi. And you know what? Sridham, the friend of Krishna, becoming Garuda. They are all coming from Goloka, always. They are always the same person around Krishna, taking different shape. And like this. So they can expand themselves in many, many, many forms. Like this, they are always with Krishna, whatever form Krishna will take. And they can be present in two places at the same time. Such are our acharyas. This is also true for Prabhupada. This tattva applies to Prabhupada because he is a Nitya Siddha. This tattva applies to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta. So we have to know them. And when we pray for them, they can appear in our heart also. Mm-hmm. This is why we chant this tune, Shri Guru Sharana Padmati Vaidya Bhakti. Like Narottam Das Thakur wrote in Prarthana, Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mori Sampada. Then he says, Shri Rupa Madhuri Rasi Pranaya Kuvalaya Shashi. Shri Rupa Madhuri Rasi Pranaya Kuvalaya Shashi. Prafulite Obe Nishidine. When will Rupa? Rupa is a gopi in the spiritual world. She is young. Younger than Radhani, she is always with Radhani to help her. She is like a maid servant of Radhani. Always by the side of Radhani to do any kind of service. So you say, when will that person will appear in my heart and remain there in my heart day and night? Prafulita obe nishi dini. Nishi is the night, nisha, and dina is the day also. Oh, one another meaning. So every day some new meaning of his name pop up. Dina Sharan. The shelter of the day. So like this. Prafurite Obenishi Dini, they can be present in our heart, they can appear in our heart, the Vaishnava. Prabhupada can appear in our heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur can appear in our heart. Same thing, I was coming from Yamuna Devi, she can also appear in our heart. Yes, because now she's there. She is also one of associate of Radha and Krishna now. For sure she is there. If she's not there, then who will go? If she's not there, nobody will go, you know. This is what Radhanath Maharaj told about Indra. You know, on that day when Indra left his body, Radhanath Maharaj said, "Now Indra is in Goloka." And then he said, because if Indra didn't went back to Goloka, then who will go to Goloka? There is no chance for nobody if he didn't get it, you know. So he said that's one thing which is sure, that Indra is in Goloka. So if they are in Goloka, then they can also from there listen to our prayers and they can come. So we have to learn how to pray. And this is true with our Guru also, our spiritual master. And this is true with the Vaishnava in general. So we have to worship the Vaishnava. How much attached we will be to the Vaishnava, that much the Holy Name will reveal itself to us, or himself to us. Yes. This is the secret for chanting the Holy Name in stage of purity. It comes only, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Rasera Rasika Charani Sparsha. We were speaking, I think, already the other day. Rasera Rasika Charani Sparsha. How will I get this divine taste? You know, this ecstasy by chanting the name of Radha and Krishna. Because I am chanting, but it's a little bit bitter sometimes. Sometimes I don't have taste for chanting because I have jaundice. Jaundice there in my heart. So Rupa Goswami said, when there is jaundice, you know jaundice? It's becoming yellow. Disease. How you say in Russian?
It's from Bolivia, yeah? Which country?
Yeah.
It's Burkina.
Burkina.
Mm-hmm.
Burkina.
Burkina.
Like Burkina Faso.
Burkina.
There is one country, you know, Burkina Faso. So Burkina means jaundice. Nice, I will remember easily now because I went to Burkina Faso when I was young. So Burkina. I have the jaundice. When somebody has jaundice, he cannot eat sugar candy because it tastes bitter for him. Sugar candy is not bitter, it's very sweet. But when you have jaundice, it tastes like bitter. But not because of sugar is bitter, because you have disease, you know. But you have to know, Rupa Goswami said that the remedy for jaundice is the sugar candy. Unfortunately, if you want to be cured, and this is true, medically this is true. If you want to be cured from jaundice, then you have to eat sugar candy, which is bitter. So in the beginning you take, it's bitter. But the more you take, the sugar candy makes effect, and disease disappears. So the more you take, the more the bitter taste disappears, and a sweet taste appears, no? In the same way, say, when somebody chants the Holy Name, because of the impurity in the heart, in the beginning we don't have that taste. It looks bitter, or if not bitter, maybe some stale sometimes. Not bitter, but not so much stale. Stale, you know, if you chew the pen. Many people, they chew the pen, you know? Caneta. It is a stale, no taste, you know? Have you tried? You must have tried in school, everybody has been chewed the pen, no? I was doing it.
I used to chew the pen. Yes.
Yeah. No taste, no? No taste. So sometimes we tell, we're chanting the Holy Name, we're chanting, but we don't feel that very unlimited love. We don't feel, because there is disease in our heart. What is disease? We don't have a desire to serve for Krishna. We don't have desire to give our life and soul for Krishna. We lack of interest. This is about this. We're lacking of interest. We became in chaos. Not so much interested in Krishna. So we don't have this taste. But by chanting and chanting and chanting, this taste will come. Holy name will become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So again, I lost myself. How I write that? Yes, the secret. How can I get this taste? That Rupa Goswami is saying, you know, when I'm chanting your name, I meet one problem. Because there is so much nectar in your name, but I have only 2 ears to collect that nectar. How much nectar I can collect with 2 ears? Too much, it's too little, you know. I need millions of ears. Please give me, Krishna, please give me millions of ears. And when I chant your holy name, I can collect more. This is Rupa, Rupa Goswami's prayer. And when I chant this name also, on my tongue, it's like nectar. But I have only one tongue. How much I can taste? Please give me millions and millions of tongues. So this is a symptom of somebody who is chanting purely the name of Krishna. There is so much nectar. He cannot stop. He cannot stop chanting. If you tell him to stop chanting, what he will do, like Haridas Thakur, he will tell, you can cut my body into thousands of pieces, but I will not stop this chanting. Why? Because I can't. That chanting is too much powerful. So that the police coming from that chanting, I cannot stop that. I don't have the power to stop that. This is how we should be chanting. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I want this taste, rasa. How can I get this taste? Rasera rasika charanis parasa. I will get that taste by touching the lotus feet of those who have it. This is the way I will steal it from them. Kinibulu tibo harinama rasa. He said, same song. By begging or by stealing, I will manage to get that taste for your holy name. I am ready to steal it. If while begging I cannot get it, I will steal it. How I will steal it? Rasera rasika chalanis parasha. By touching the lotus feet of the Vaishnav who are experiencing that test. I will come quietly and I will touch their feet. And I put on my head, Goryo Bhushanatan. I will put on my body. Then when I chant, holy name will reveal himself to me. Yes. Because you know what? Because Krishna also doing the same thing. Yes, Guru Govinda Maharaj said Krishna always following the Vaishnava to collect the dust from their feet. He's collecting. Wherever a pure devotee is going, Krishna is dead behind for collecting the dust of his lotus feet. So when he sees that somebody develops very deep attachment for his devotee, Krishna likes that. This is melting his heart. Oh, he understands my heart now. What is there in the heart of Krishna, if you put that in your heart, then Krishna becomes bound. You know? What is dear to Krishna, if you make that also dear to you, then Krishna will like you also. No, it's normal. Krishna will think, oh, he's like me. He likes same thing that I like. He must be a nice person also, no? I want association of that person also. Because we can share. You know, when you meet somebody who has same mood, same heart, you want to associate with this person, no? When this person speak, what this person speak, you feel also in your heart, same thing. Yes, I agree. So you like to be with that person normally, no? You have this experience, so you like. Then normally you become friend, because that will be reciprocal, the other will feel the same thing, and you become friend. Same thing for Krishna. Put in your heart what is in the heart of Krishna. What is in the heart of Krishna? His devotees. Headed by Radha. So if you put Radha in her heart, then Krishna will be attracted to your heart also. So by chanting this name, gradually, all these beautiful things, they will manifest in our heart. But how is it? I think Jagannanda Pandit said that Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nama. I only need these two things: being with the pure Vaishnava and chanting the name of Krishna. If I have this, I'm sure I will attain the goal. All other thing is good also, but what is more important, Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Nama. We have, you know, five limbs of devotional service more powerful. You know which one is that? Mahaprabhu described to Santana Goswami what is most powerful process to attain love for Krishna. Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan, what is Bhagavat Shravanam. Nam Sankirtan means to chant the name of Krishna. Bhagavat Shravanam, listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimurti Shraddhaya Seva, to serve the deity of Krishna with the faith and devotion.
Mathuravas.
Yeah, Mathuravas. But there is lacking one. Mathuravas is the last one.
Yeah.
Nam Sankirtan, Srimad, or Sadhu Sangha, associate with devotees, pure devotees, and Mathuravas, live in a secret place. This means to live where Krishna appeared. Or in a temple. Or if you cannot, if you are living in your apartment, inside your heart, you should be living in Vrindavan. You should choose. You know the land of Vrindavan? You went there several times? Yes, you went there to Vrindavan? Is there some place that you like there? Some place you like in Vrindavan? Which place you like? Many places. So this place, take the vow to go very regularly there, in your heart. When you're chanting, go there with your mind. And again, look this place. You know, like there is Radha Damodar Mandir, there is the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. You go there. So in your, with your internal eyes, the eyes of the heart, you're looking Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, no? You're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And you're looking, you can see. If you have seen one time already, even with picture, it's enough. After, you can go inside your heart, you can go there. And if you do this meditation, you will feel also, oh, I am there. You will feel, because you have to know the spiritual world is not a geographical place, it's a state of consciousness. When you develop, the other day I heard from Sivaram Maharaj, he said that when you develop the proper consciousness, you will realize that everything is there, where you are. There is no need to go further. when you develop the proper consciousness, you will realize that everything is here, where you are. You don't need to go even to India. Going to India is good in the beginning, because we are learning to come in contact with these places. But at some point, a Vaishnava will be able to be in Vrindavan, wherever he is in this world. Because inside his heart, by closing his heart, eyes, not his heart, closing his eyes, then he can see somebody of Rupa Goswami. Can you see? If you close your eyes, somebody of Rupa Goswami. Like this. So sweet architecture. Can you see?
Yeah.
And you, there is a little door. Can you see inside the door? Rupa Goswami is there. Like this. You know? You see? You can see also in your mind, Rupa Goswami. There is Deity. First time I went there, there was no Deity. Now there is Deity of Rupa Goswami. And his Japa is there. Japa is there. If you can see this, then you chant, you go there, and you will feel, oh, Rupa is there also. And he will welcome you. Wow, you're coming from this world. Because they are merciful by nature, they like to extend themselves to others. So you can feel the mercy of Rupa Goswami. Yeah, you can go to the holy dam only like this, by meditation. And by doing so, I can tell you, you can be even more on the holy dam than when you are physically on the holy dam. Because if you are physically on the holy dam, sometimes you will think about this bone. Or my restaurant, is it properly working or not? I'm not there. How is it working? No.
So that he calls me. Everything, so that he calls me when I'm there.
Yeah.
Simple,
but when you're there mentally, you're there. Because actually we are not where our body is. We are where our mind is. No? According to spiritual knowledge, if I am here, but I am thinking about Rupa Goswami, Samadhi is the tomb where this saint is there. And you are there. If I am closing my eyes and I want to be in border of Ganga, then Ganga is there. No? I can touch the water. Can you touch? And I obtain same purification that if I would be there truly. Isn't it? It works. This is what we are doing. Ganga Chaya, Muna Chaya, Godava. We take simple water. Because Vaishnavas, we have many magic power. You don't know. But we can bring Ganga, we can transform any water into Ganga. Yes. This is not a joke. We can do this. By the power of our gurus, they have given us some formula. It is not by our strength that the formula is working. It is because the formula in itself is pure. So you take water, you change this. Ganga chaya, muna chaya, Godavari Saraswati Narmala Sindhu Kaveri. So this means I'm Ganga calm.
Actually,
Chinatana Swami
was saying,
you just take the water and say, you know, three times, Ganga, 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 that's it. Yeah. It's kind of water. The same what we do, you know, sometimes when they don't have a tulasi, you know, tulasi leaves, they do the same, you know, in front of the plants, you know, tulasi. Yeah, you can do that. Because the name is non-different. Or by mind, you can put tulasi also. Whatever you offer in your mind to Krishna, Krishna accepts. Because for him there is no difference if you give him real flower or a mental flower. He sees also what is there in your mind. So what is important for Krishna is the intention. Sometimes when we're doing arati, we're offering this pakret. How we call this flower? No smell. No? This is very basic flower from our European country. I don't know the English name. In French we call pâquerette. this basic, the basic flower which is there in the grass everywhere. Every color there, I mean, a different color. Some white, some yellow. Anyway, basic flower. You smell it. You know, after RT, they give to everybody. You do. You out of respect, you do. But you know there is no smell. Because normally you don't offer this flower to Krishna. We should offer fragrant flower only. But Westerners, they don't know, so they offer packet. Thank you, Prabhuji. Sometimes even not smell good, no? If we do like this. Sometimes even when he put packet, I just touch with my head, I no need to smell. I said, there is no smell, so what do you want me to smell? But I respect you first. But when we offer this small flower, in our heart we're thinking, I'm offering lotus to Krishna. And Krishna accepts lotus. When we put these garlands with so many leaves because we don't have any flower. We do this because here flower is difficult to get. Portugal is better, but France in winter, no flower. India you can have full of flower all year long. Lotus, jasmine, everything you want. You can make very nice garland. Look, Prabhupada. Yeah. You know that flower which is on Prabhupada's garland? This is one of the most fragrant flower I have ever seen. That white one with thin petals like this. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very fragrant. It smells like, cannot describe, this is divine smell. So like this we have to learn how to do in our heart, to go in Vrindavan, to go see. Have you ever been to Jagannath Puri?
Yeah.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the Gambira?
Yeah.
Yes? Can you go there in your heart? This is one of the most powerful places you can go. So when you chant your own, you can go there. You know, I will show you some treasure. I have some treasure with me. You know, every Vaishnava, we have some treasure box. We keep our treasure. No, you don't have? You have. You must have some treasure. One treasure I have. This is a picture of the Gamcha of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have seen? Yeah? With your heart? Well, you've seen the shoes, but the Gamcha is not there.
Is there?
No. The Gamcha is in Vrindavan. In Gambira?
Yeah.
Wow.
Many things actually, you know, they start to show me, you know, the
stuff. Wow. Amazing, yeah? Mm-hmm. By the mercy of some Vaishnava, one day I received some piece of the shoes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on inside Kavacha, on my neck.
Wow.
This was a real blessing, you know.
Do you have it now?
I gave it to some other Vaishnava who was more qualified than me. At some point I felt I didn't want, it was a difficult story for me. I felt in my heart I have to give this to this Vaishnava because he is more elevated than me. He will be more proper recipient of that mercy. At the beginning I felt, no, I cannot give him because I carry on my body 17 years. And after I got this when I was new devotee, I received that. But finally I get. But I received nice present in exchange also. That was worse. I don't know if that was still sometime I'm regretting. But like this. Yes. I decided, okay, I can give it, but in my heart I will keep it. So I kept it in my heart. The shoes of Lord Chaitanya, you know, Krishna appeared in form of Lord Chaitanya, his golden form. only 500 years ago. So in India, we still have his shoes. They are there, same shoes that he was walking with. He's amazing. So this place, very special place, Gambira. So by our heart, we can go there and think Mahaprabhu was there chanting. Coconut tree was there. Jagannath Puri is the coconut tree.
Yeah.
Coconut, this is very sacred place. If you go to India, then it's not that place you have to go. This is on the ocean. This is the beach. The most divine beach that exists in the universe is called Jagannath Puri. Even though to your eyes it may not look the most divine beach, but it is. And this is a forest of coconut tree arriving on the beach. Very beautiful. There is not white sand like in the Mauritius Island and this, but there is a transcendental feeling there that is nowhere else. Because in that city, Lord Chaitanya lived during how many years?
18 years.
18 years he lived there. Very special place. And he was living in that room. He had one room for him because he was a sannyasi. Supreme Lord became sannyasi. Sannyasi means renunciate. He decided, I will renounce everything. Even though he is Supreme Lord of the universe, he is a Krishna, you know. Yasya prava pravavate jagananda koti. Millions of universes, they are emanating from his body. Everything belongs to him, no? Bhuktaram sarvatapasyam sarvalokam maheshwaram. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, all the planets of all the universe, that belongs to me. But that same person decided, okay, now I will give up everything. I don't have anything more. I want to become renunciate. He's not doing for joking, he's doing really. That means he really abandoned everything to become a beggar. Krishna decided, I want to experience to be a beggar. And he became so humble that he didn't even took any clothes. Only one gamsha, we call it gamsha, one clothes around his waist. Saffron clothes he got off because he was sannyasi. He was not even wearing the top of the sannyasi. Sorry, no. And he was sleeping on the floor. No? We were sleeping in the bed, in the night. Nice bed, you know. Nice pillow, right? You see? But you have to think, my Lord is sleeping in the floor. We are sleeping in the bed, but also, okay, Krishna is sleeping in the bed also. But you have to know, my Lord also, he is sleeping on the floor. This is stone floor. Stone even more hard than wood. If you know about sleeping on the floor, you know, sleeping on stone is hard and sometimes a little bit fresh also. At night. But Jagannath Puri is a hot place, at least. It should not be so much cold. Very hot place. Sometimes reaching like 50 degrees. I was, once I became very sick, Jagannath Puri. 50 degrees hot. Oh my God.
Where were you there?
That time I was sick 2010. October.
October
it was 50 degrees, can you imagine? Strange, this is strange, normally this is not coming up to October. We have, and this was end of October because this was Kartik arriving. 50 degrees, same in Mayapur. And we went to Mayapur, same Kartik, so this is last month. So hot. But anyway, this is very beautiful. Lord, he accepted renunciation. And just he has one thing, that holy name. chanting Dayan like Hare Krishna. This is the treasure. If you have this treasure of prema, then you don't need any other thing in this world. Externally you can look like a beggar, but internally you are the richest of the richest. Like it is said for Rupa Goswami, you know this verse of Srad Goswami Astakam. They abandon all the luxury of royalty because they were prime minister, you know. Prime minister, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were prime minister. You know, prime minister is very rich, living in palace. So they were living in palace. They give up everything and they became beggar, living in the, sleeping in the dust of Vrindavan. But Srinivasacharya, who wrote the poem, he said that they were externally so poor, but inside their heart, they were carrying the greatest treasure. What is that? Gopi Bhavara Samrita Dilahari. They were carrying this love that only Radharani and her girlfriend, they have this love in their heart. So they were the richest of none. Very rich, Rupa and Satan, that they wrote such book like Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, or what is the Shikshamrita? Shikshamrita? His name is Shikshamrita, yeah. Shikshamrita. Hamsadutta, you know Hamsadutta, such beautiful book. I read this book this summer. My life after reading this book is will never be like before. You know, sometimes, some book, you read that book, there is a past life before the book, and there is new life after reading this book. In French, we have this song. Et rien ne sera plus jamais comme avant. You understand? No? That means, and nothing will ever be like before. Et rien ne sera plus jamais comme avant. And nothing will ever be like before. Yes. If you read the Bhagavatam, your life will be transformed. When I finished to read the Bhagavatam, I looked in my heart. And I said, well, now I have finished to read the Bhagavatam. That took me 7 years. Because I am a slow reader. I like to read and reread. And reread the verses, and I'm a slow reader, and think. When I read, I think a lot also. I read, then I think. And sometimes I read, then I think, and I forgot that I was reading. So I'm thinking about what I have read, what is so beautiful, you know, all the shloka of Bhagavatam. So I become lost in my thought and all studies finished. Next verse for tomorrow. And tomorrow again I say, what is the verse from yesterday? To remember, you know, where I was. I read verse from yesterday and then I think, that verse so nice. And again sometimes I spend many days in the same one verse. I cannot go forward. I become confused. I'm slow reader. 7 years took me for reading Bhagavatam. And when I was finished, I looked in my heart and I realized, my God, I am not the same person, I am another person now. I am not thinking the same way, I am not feeling the same way. And I looked, the world around me is completely different from the world which was around me when I started. I don't say I become pure, no, but I underwent transformation for sure, because everything changed for me by the grace of Krishna. When I read this Hamsadutta this summer also, my life changed.